Now this is a thing which it, how can it be denied? If I say that there is something supraphysical, and if somebody says, show me, it is really a rustic argument. A villager who does not arguing, show me the invisible. I am saying it is invisible. He says, show me. Do you agree that in asking a physical proof of a supraphysical, you are irrational? Fine. He, on this question, he has got to admit your position. If it is really supraphysical, you can't have a physical proof. Therefore, my demand of a physical proof is itself beside the point. He said, alright, I grant it. But show me invisibly the invisible. Isn't it? Now it's a fair argument. It's a good dialogue. Show me the invisible, invisibly. Now you can see the dialogue is coming to a very narrow path. Now, for you is a very big task. Because now for you, the moment of truth has come for you now. Up till now you are only arguing with him to bring him out of his errors. But now, maybe that you will be found to be in erroneous position when he goes into you. By granting simply, show me invisibly the invisible, so your first answer will be that there is an experience, there is an inner experience in which I see what is not normally seen by physical eyes. For example, I see vision. Close my eyes and I see various kinds of visions. I see colors, I see numbers, I see colors. This is the invisible seeing invisibly. It's a fact. Not only that, but I find in these experiences something quite remarkable. So his answer is, no, when you close your eyes and when you see, they are only after images. You have seen a physical object. Having seen that physical object, when you close your eyes, you see the same object continuing for some time. This is called an after image. Say, of course, this experience myself. You're closing your eyes and seeing something, I have also the experience. This is all that you mean by invisibly seeing invisible. This is all that you see, isn't it? Oh, that is nothing. It's only an after image. It's purely a physical impression continuing for some time. This is what you call invisible. It is true that when you close your eyes, that object is not before you. But it is simply an impression of the physical object on the physical organs, which is persisting for some time. Where is your grand victory of something that you are speaking about, transcendental and all that? Now you answer saying that, no, my dear friend, tell me, what is an after image? Can after image be sustained for quite some time? Because the images that I see when I close my eyes are not really after images, because I know what is an after image. And I also know what my vision tells me. And one distinction between the two is, that after image remains only for a very short time. And after that is gone, it can't be repeated. We can't after image, one after image, and again repetition of after image, another same time, third time after image. Whereas the visions that I see are not of that kind. I have seen a figure. When I close my eyes, that figure I don't see at all. I see something quite different which I have not seen just now. That I see. This is where he finds it difficult now. You have given a good answer, that there are experiences which are not of the type of after images. So he comes up with another argument and he says, maybe that this is your personal idiosyncrasies of your brain. Your brain is such, it rattles with some of the images of yesterday or day before yesterday or something other. It's a very special kind of your subjective experience. Now this is a big argument in regard to subjectivity. He says, as far as my knowledge is concerned, all my knowledge is objective. My wire verifiability principle implies that what I state is experienced not merely by myself, is experienced and shared by many other people. Then only I declare it to be knowledge. But now you are coming with a subjective experience. And subjective experience, a madman may see 100 lights. It doesn't mean 100 lights exist. If you are drunk, you might see several things which are not there at all. It's purely subjective. It has nothing to do with the world as it is, or reality of any kind, whether visible or invisible. Even if I grant it invisibility, it is pure imagination, pure hallucination. Your theory of invisibly seeing invisible is a theory of hallucinations. And that is where he dismisses you, finally. Now, what is the answer to his question? This is where the third dialogue stops at this point. He would agree that there may be invisible, there may be invisible perception of the invisible, he may grant. But if your invisibility seen by invisible means is going to be only subjective, then it can be dubbed or stigmatized to be nothing but your hallucinations, having very little value as far as knowledge is concerned. So this is the triumph of materialism against you at this stage. You now come forward and say, my dear friend, let us not dismiss argument at this point. Continue with me. This is where the materialist normally puts off his hands. Not by any argument, he just puts off his hands. He does not have the patience with you now. And he feels, I've already been victorious against you. I have disproved you. All your experiences are hallucinations, subjective. unverifiable in any objective manner. Now what more do you want to ask me about? Besides, I've got a lot of other things to do. You are just taking away my time. I had, for the sake of argument, I had just allowed you to argue with me. I considered some points of yours also. But now what further? Normally, this is the third point at which the dialogue of the present time has stopped. The materialist is not prepared to go further in the dialogue. He has thrown you out of the court, according to him. Now you go back to yourself and ask yourself, you want to teach, however. So how to teach? You have to be sure on your own that truly what you are saying is not hallucination. He has dismissed you as somebody subject to hallucination. But you want to be sure on your own that true, it is not hallucination. On what terms do you believe that it is not hallucination?